This week on the StoryCorps podcast, we're honoring Veterans Day with two stories of friendships forged on the battlefield. One in Vietnam.
After one firefight, he came to me and showed me a helmet with a bullet hole in it. And I can't believe that you're alive.
That was a day where a lot of other guys weren't as lucky as me.
And one in Afghanistan.
The vehicle itself was just pieces. I did not expect to find anyone alive. And I remember pulling you out and saying to you, I got you.
And that stuck in my ear for years. I kept hearing his voice. I got you, I got you.
People often come to StoryCorps to interview loved ones and reconnect with the past. And in this season of the StoryCorps podcast from NPR, stories of reunions. In this week's episode, after decades of separation from the military and each other, conversations between soldiers and the medics who had their backs. I'm Jasmine Morris. Stay with us.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Foundation Centers FDO. If you're a nonprofit looking for a grant, use FDO to find your next funder. New subscribers get 10% off any annual plan at fdo.org/NPR using promo code NPR10.
Our first story starts in 1967, during the Vietnam War. By that time, close to 500,000 U.S. troops were serving overseas, including Kay Lee and John Nordine. Kay was 22, a combat medic from San Francisco. John was 20, and a soldier from Seattle. They were West Coast guys assigned to the same Army platoon and became fast friends. They lost touch after the war. But 50 years later, they sat down at StoryCorps to remember how they first met.
We were hiking through the jungle one day, and you had an inordinate amount of stuff on your pack, and you were just tripping and stumbling.
I was just about to pass out, and fortunately, someone else passed out before me. So being the medic, I had to treat him. That gave me a chance to catch my breath. You were one of the first person I talked to, and, you know, I'm a very sheltered life. So I thought you were a little crazy.
I was a pretty rowdy kid, I'll give you that. And that was part of how we survived.
After one firefight, he came to me and showed me a helmet with a bullet hole in it. And I can't believe that you're alive. All I can say was, John, I think you have a very hard head.
Yeah, I remember that day. But that was a day where a lot of other guys weren't as lucky as me. Our platoon went from like 29 guys to 10 guys in 2 days. So we had even stronger bonds because we had survived this together. And, you know, when you lose friends, you develop a hard exterior and you don't want to make friends with anyone else. So I don't have a big circle of friends. I think that's just one of many hang-ups I brought home with me.
When I got home, most of the time I tried to forget the whole experience and not think about it too much. And I didn't try to contact anyone because I'm not sure you guys want to be contact.
Yeah, like you, I just melted into the woodwork like a chameleon. But I thought about you, Kay. And one time I was down in San Francisco and I ripped a page out of the San Francisco phone book that's got all the Lees with the first initial K. And I started going through making phone calls. How many Lees do you think are out there?
A lot.
Yeah. It took years to find you. But I found my long-lost buddy, and it was just like we'd never been apart.
You know, all in all, John, we were so lucky. We survived Vietnam, and we're still here.
Yeah. I've learned from you how to try to stay calm at times, even when the world's exploding around you. And that's why your friendship means the world to me.
Well, it's hard to describe, but the friendship and the bond that you formed during battle, it's different than most friendship. It's like family now. So I'm very grateful for your effort to find me.
Well, I feel like I'm a treasure hunter. And I found the treasure when I found you.
That's John Nordine with his friend Kay Lee in San Francisco. And if you're wondering how the pair finally reconnected, it turns out that calling all of the Kay Lees in the Bay Area wasn't such a bad idea. One of the people who answered John's call was so intrigued by his search for Kay that she joined him in his pursuit and helped him track the real Kay down. Their long-awaited reunion finally took place on the Mid-Autumn Festival, a Chinese lunar holiday that celebrates family, gratitude, and reunions. Next, how a brief connection in Afghanistan led to a chance reunion a decade later. That's after this short break. Stay with us.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Subaru, celebrating their 11th annual Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. For every new Subaru purchased or leased during the event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities like the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. To learn more, go to Subaru.com/share. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Dr. Larry Nassar abused his patients for decades.
I do remember telling the nurse, "What if everyone thinks I'm lying?"
Believed, a new podcast from Michigan Radio and NPR, looks at how a team of women put one of the worst serial sexual abusers behind bars.
Welcome back. Retired First Sergeant Keith Melick spent nearly 3 decades in the military as a medic. He saw his patients briefly, often meeting and treating them right on the battlefield. And although he saved the lives of countless soldiers, he never really knew them beyond those critical moments of care. That is, until 2014, when a chance encounter at a VA medical center in North Carolina brought Keith face to face with Roy Wilkins, a command sergeant major in the Army's Special Forces.
"I heard your voice, and, you know, voices stick with you."
He said, "Have you been to Kandahar?" I said, "Yes." "Did you get blown up in a Humvee?" I said, "Yes, I did." And he said, "I'm the one pulled you from that Humvee."
Yeah, it was November 25th, 2004.
We was out on a mission to defuse IEDs.
And I was in the Humvee behind you.
And the next thing I know, I seen a blue flash.
The vehicle itself was just pieces. I did not expect find anyone alive. And I remember pulling you out and saying to you, "I got you."
And that stuck in my ear for years. I kept hearing his voice, "I got you, I got you." And now I'm sitting before the brother that saved my life. I started crying, tears of joy.
In my 28 years of the military and through 3 different combat zones, you're the first one that I've ever reunited with, because we don't know if you live or die. To see you today is like watching the angel walk through the door.
I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I wish I could just take my heart out and show to you that it is fluttering with nothing but joy.
That was retired First Sergeant Keith Melick reconnecting with retired Army Special Forces Command Sergeant Major Roy Wilkins a decade after meeting in Afghanistan. Like John Nordine and Kay Lee, Roy and Keith keep in touch regularly. That's it for this week's episode. It was produced by Judd Esty Kendall and me, with help from Andres Caballero and Grace Pauly. Thanks to our engineer, David Herman, script editors Sylvie Lubau and Danielle Roth, and special thanks to StoryCorps facilitators Susan Lee and Natalia Fiddleholtz. The interviews in this week's episode were recorded as part of our Military Voices initiative, recording stories of veterans, service members, and their families. If you want to leave a voicemail for anyone you've heard on this podcast, give us a call at 301-744-TALK. That's 301-744-TALK. And tell us what you think. Write us a review wherever you get your podcasts. To find out what music we used in this episode and to sign up for your own interview, visit our website, storycorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Jasmine Morris. Thanks for listening.
I'm Bob Boylan with the All Songs Considered podcast. 50 years ago, the Beatles made a mind-boggling double album. Hear the White Album as you've never heard it before. From demo tapes to brand new mixes. This week on All Songs Considered.